What's up, everybody? Monday. I have no idea how I was gonna start that episode. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Marketing for all you OG people who know about Monday Morning Marketing. It's not really on Monday mornings when this episode comes out. It's more on Tuesdays, or I don't know. I really don't know. And in case you're wondering, what the heck was that noise? That was a chopper, a motorcycle just passing by, which lets you know that I am not in the studio. I am recording on my phone, on the headphones, while doing this episode. So I hope that's okay. If not, you know, nobody's told me anything so far, so thank you for that. Maybe you guys are just putting up with me. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. Let me break it down to you like a fraction how this is going to go, okay? We're going to do a question and answer here. I went on Facebook and I said, you know what? What is something you guys want to know about ground marketing? Any questions? I forgot what I asked, to be honest. But you guys said, here are my questions, Michael. Answer them for me. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to answer them for you today. Guys, what would be best, honestly, is if you ask me the questions on go to thedentalmarketer.org. Then look to the right. You're going to see something that says send voicemail. Click it. Click that. And then just start recording your voice. Like, hey, Mike, I have a question. You know, what does OG mean when you said OG, you know? And I'd be like, yo, man, it means original gangster. And things like that. Anyways, so it would be best if you guys did that. That way, you know, I can hear you guys speak and stuff like that. But any hoozles, let's get into the questions and let me see. And typically these episodes, or the Monday Morning Marketings, kind of go down. I try to make them in less than 10 minutes because that's just the gist of the show. So the first question is by Heidi Mount. Oh, what's up, Heidi? Heidi, man, fantastic coach. So, have you talked about getting an autoresponder? Lots of doctors collect emails and attempt to schedule, but not necessarily engage with the audience on a regular basis. Doctors ask me, how often should I send out a MailChimp, and what do I say in the emails? Okay, so I'm assuming every single doctor has MailChimp, and if they do, there's an easy way to do that, to send autoresponders. But assuming that everybody has MailChimp, right, which I'm pretty sure not everybody has MailChimp. Actually, I know a lot of doctors don't have it. So what we can do here as an autoresponder is, say, for example, you collect emails. Now, first and foremost, I always teach my students phone numbers first, right? You need to get their phone numbers. So say you go to an event and then you get people's names and numbers. That's important. Name, number, best time to reach you at. And then anything after that, you can try and get, right? Insurance information, maybe their email, things like that. If you do get their email, easy, just follow up with them. See, like, you know what, hey, how's it going? You know what, we wanted to schedule the promo, have a click call to action at the end to schedule the appointment, maybe sign up to Local Med. They can easily correlate a button that says find the appointment slot that you need, and you can do that, right? And then let's just say they still don't schedule an appointment, keep sending emails. Send, not like every single day, but send emails, you know, about the promo that they signed up for, how it's beneficial. Doesn't have to have a call to action, just it can be an informative email. Then send another email saying, like, hey, you know what? We really want you to take action on this promo before it expires. Let us know as soon as possible if you are still interested or not, you know what I mean? And then kind of continue to follow up with another informative email about the promo and then another call to action email. So that's like 5 emails in total, what you can do. And in those emails, 2 of them can be informative, 3 of them can be call to actions in the sense like, hey, the first one can be like, when would you like to schedule an appointment? If they still don't schedule it, then informative. And the second one can be like, this is an informative email about the promo. You know, make it really, really informative. Not like technical, but informative that the general population can understand. That's the third email, right? Yeah. And the fourth email can be another call to action saying like, look, we really don't want you to miss out on this extremely exciting promotion. We're really excited to see you. The doctor, Dr. Jane Doe, was excited to see you. Please let us know what time is the best time for you. And then the fifth one can be another informative email. And then from that point on, you can kind of keep it hold for a little bit and then follow up with another email saying like, hey, you know what? We left this promo open just for you. Let us know if you are still interested. And then eventually, to be honest with you, if you already went to an event where you found that person, more than likely they're going to be at that event again. So you're going to be able to set up at that event again. And then you might see that person again. So not all is lost in that scenario. Second question, Anthony Vu. What's up, Anthony? We're having a really hard time finding someone to do ground marketing for us. Any ideas? Yes. So a lot of the times it's kind of depending on how you title your job ad, right? So say, for example, the job ad says like ground marketer, right? Not many people so far understand that. I'm trying to get the term ground marketing more out there. But right now, and like the general population, not many people are getting it. I mean, not many people are going to catch on as fast, right? But other than that, I mean, put your job post, title it like event coordinator, appointment scheduler, things like that, right? What is most important is, yeah, it's cool to have someone with dental background, but you need someone who has background in maybe they're outgoing, right? They're a go-getter. You see that they have retail experience. You see that they've done events in the past. You've seen that they've handled projects in the past too, like project management. You've seen that they've done events, like I said, a coordinating marketing experience, community outreach. Things like that is what you're looking for what you're looking for in the resume or in their application. Sorry about that. I might have cut off or cut on the recording. Got a phone call, but what was the question I was asking or answering? We have a really hard time finding. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, guys, maybe go on Indeed or Craigslist or wherever you guys feel best. I know Stream Dental Staffing Solutions, Samantha Leonard, helps my clients out a lot with that. People who are interested in having a ground marketer, they find, you know, someone. Technically, really, you just have to find a go-getter, someone who's very enthusiastic, very bubbly, someone who's probably worked in retail, done events, something in marketing. Tidbits of dentistry can be taught here and there, so don't worry that they don't have a dental background. Dentistry can be taught, and they'll learn to love it, like me, right? But mainly what you want is someone not who has a bunch of dental knowledge, but mainly you want someone, because that's you. You're the one who has all that knowledge. You want someone who has the knowledge in being able to speak to people and going anywhere and finding these locations and someone who's willing to learn as well. Hopefully that answers your question, Anthony. Just look out for, let me know where you're looking, because I'm really interested. Maybe you are doing all this, you know, like I'm still having a hard time. Maybe we can help you out a little bit further with that. So, okay, next question by Dr. Lee Q and Lee. Oh, what's up, Dr. Lee? I like your Facebook profile picture. It's funny. Like, I look at it, and it's like a kid. He's like, they're like, what? Their face. Anyways, the question is, for ground marketing, what gifts, items should you bring along to introduce yourself to the community? My focus is community outreach. What agencies would you recommend? My first thought is Head Start programs, daycare centers. I have no idea how to compile a list of where or who to market. Okay. This lets me know you didn't go to my free stuff on my website, thedentalmarketer.org, and download the daycare strategy. So what you can do is go there. Go to thedentalmarketer.org. Go on the free stuff tab and then download the daycare strategy. And yeah, literally it tells you how you can start there. Then just start going to all the daycares, because that strategy will allow you to go to all the daycares in your area. So start with that. And then from that point on, you can start going to places like Head Start, like schools. And basically the way you want to go and approach that, is just kind of let them know, like, hey, look, we're a community dentist, and we would love to, you know, come by and give your students a couple free stuff, you know, let them know a little bit about their oral health and dental health and how they need to keep up with it and things like that, because we see it's been an issue in our community or something like that, right? And then easy. I mean, from that point on, they're like, yeah, sure, you know, we can definitely do that. The only issue I've ever gotten is somebody saying, oh, we already have a dentist who does that. And then I just say, oh, do they do that every, how often do they do it? You know, and then you can let them know, oh, they do it all the time, they do it, or they'll let you know, they do it all the time, they do it once a year or whatever, then you can just say, can we do it the other time, you know, can we do it this month or whatever, right? So anyways, and then what gift item should you bring to introduce yourself to the community? Honestly, just bring, like, yourself, right? Business cards, flyers. The main thing you want, guys, and I know a lot of people do this, they go to daycares, they go to Head Start programs, talk to the children, give them freebies, and they hope they give those freebies and everything to their parents, and then they start, you know, the parents are like, oh, you know, you need a dentist, here you go. But what you really want is to try and get that face-to-face time with the parents. So try and set up a small booth at the prime time where the parents are picking up their children. That's where you want to be. And when the parents come in, have to sign in to pick up their kids, you're there. You're like, hey, look, we talked to your kids. Here's a brochure about us, whatever. Here's a hygiene kit for you as well. This is the incentive we were offering them if you want to, you know, sign up right now. And then, boom, you get them right then and there, the parents and the children. There's no need to, like, I hope they're going to call us. No, you do it like that. And, what you can bring is literally just, like, kid stuff. Stickers, like, a thing, literally a printout of a tooth, and then you can give it to them and say, like, color the tooth, right, or whatever. There's a lot of things you can do with that, but mainly you want to give them stuff to take home, right? Like I said, stickers, small toothbrushes, small paste, maybe like a pamphlet that says like how to use floss when I need it and things like that. More informational stuff, obviously. And then Lydia Miller. Oh my gosh, Lydia. I'm going to say your name wrong and I'm so sorry. It's Lydia Miller Churapuza. Hope I said it right. Lydia, if I didn't, you already know what to do. You can be like, Michael, say my name right, and then you let me know. But LMC, that's what we're going to call you. Hey, what's up, LMC? Ooh, that sounds nice. You wrote, I would add senior centers to your list. Okay, so I will make a senior citizen strategy just for you guys and put it on my free stuff as well. And same thing, mainly what you want to do, guys, is go on Google. Just go to senior citizens' homes or daycares in my area, right? So say you live in L.A., daycares and senior citizen homes in LA. And then you look around, make that list, write it down of all the senior citizens. So then you call them. Now the beautiful thing about the senior centers and the senior citizens homes is that they have an actual activities coordinator there. Someone who plans their stuff for them. So that's who you want to talk to. Just go and be like, can I speak to the activities coordinator? And then the activities coordinator is going to be like, yeah, how can I help you? And then you let them know what you want to do. And then they'll be open to it. They'll be like, yeah, we can have like a dental day, or yeah, we, you know, a lot of people here are, they have dentures or whatever. Then you can go on and on. And then you guys can build that rapport. So just mainly build that list, go to your Google, right? Type in senior citizens in your area and then call them, ask for activities coordinators. And these activity coordinators, they're looking for you just as much as you're looking for them. I mean, they're looking for things to do for their senior citizens. So if you're like, hey, if you come there and say like, hey, I want to give you this, it's kind of like a new patient saying, hey, look, I have PPO or I have cash and I really want to pay for my implant. They, you know, you're going to be like, oh yeah, sure, of course. I really want to pay for this procedure. Yeah. Same thing with the event coordinator and senior citizens home. So let me see. I'm at 13 minutes. Oh, well, this episode's going to go longer than it will go. Daryl Turner. What's up, Daryl? Daryl, I have a question. This is a totally side question. Do you live in, because I see you traveling a lot, so I was like, oh, does he live, like, in Germany, or does he live in, you know what I'm saying, like, in the USA? Anyways, Daryl Turner asked, how do you maximize the crossover from ground marketing to online social? I like this question. So the way you maximize this is I have a lot of my students who either go to these events, they Facebook Live it, they take pictures, you know, tag a bunch of people in their picture, right? That, say, for example, they go to a gym and they take, like, a group picture of, like, a CrossFit class and they tag everybody, and then those people kind of share that picture, and then, boom, they're like, oh, who's this? This is the local dentist. Oh, cool, I'm looking for a dentist. We've gotten that so many times where they just literally Facebook Live it or take pictures, tag everybody, and then, boom, I mean, like, the awareness of them, of that dental practice, becomes more known to their friends. They start saying, like, hey, you know what, I need a dentist, things like that. That's one way I've seen work very well to maximize the crossover from ground marketing to online social. Another way is, say, for example, you're going to an event or a senior citizen's home or whatever, right? They announce it on their Facebook as well, like, hey, look, we have Jane Doe's Dentistry coming and giving out freebies, guys. You know, be here, participate, things like that. You can also share it on your page. I mean, I think the possibilities, I want to say they're endless, because, I mean, you can always do more with it, right? You can Facebook Live it. You can get links to your website from it, from the event. Say it's the Chamber of Commerce, getting links from there, I mean, is amazing. You can do a lot, and that can carry over into Facebook, right? You can even say, like, okay, we're going to be at this event, you know, and then maybe boost that post where you're announcing you're going to be at the event, giving out freebies to the community, and then it can be, like, an actual, like, thing. Even if you're just, let's just say, like, you're sitting right outside of your dental practice, right? You get a little booth, and you're sitting right outside of your dental practice. You announce it maybe 2 or 3 weeks before. We're going to be giving out free toothbrushes to the community. We're going to be giving out this, you know, amazing stuff. Come be here, you know, you boost that post, make it, like, an event, and then people... You can say, like, it's going to be available for only 30 minutes or an hour, right? You make that happen, and then people start coming. People, if you boost it, people will come, you know, and people start showing up. And, you know, you're like, okay, yeah, you know what? Here's your free toothbrushes if you want. What we're doing for the families this month is blah, 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 blah. Maybe free whitening or, you know, 20% off your dental procedure or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then you sign it up, right? You literally just made an event out of nowhere from something, right? With the power of social media and ground marketing put together. There's a lot of things you can do. Yeah. And then let's see the next question. Alyssa Kiefer. Now she just said, Daryl, I think we'd make an unstoppable duo. Thank you. By the way, Daryl is fantastic at Facebook ads, guys. In case you're wondering, like, man, who... Like, he works with Anissa Holmes, and I believe Alyssa does too. And they are, I mean, I remember before Daryl was with Anissa, he was making stuff happen. Like, he was good, really, really good. He is really, really good. So, anyways, Daryl, I hope I answered your question. You can obviously make the ground marketers, you know, use Facebook as much as possible when they're at the events. Take as many pictures with people, tag them in those pictures. Facebook... live it. You can even ask, like, hey, you know, give us your name, number, email, and Facebook or whatever. Do you have Facebook or whatever? If you do, let us know so we can tag you in it. Things like that. That would create a stronger, like, rapport, which creates a stronger reason for the actual lead to come on in. Then you can actually make these events announce, like, you know, little things that you're doing here and there. Although it's literally just sitting a booth right outside of your shop or right outside of your dental practice, you can literally make it something amazing. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why. Let me know if you want me to expand more on that. Any of you guys, if you want me to expand more on these questions, you let me know. Next question is from Vivek Kinra. Vivek, I've been seeing your Facebook lives, man. Amazing stuff. I love what you guys are doing. You ask, how do you connect with the HR people of the companies that have good dental insurance? Ooh, this is a really good question. So what you can do... And Alyssa kind of says a little bit of it. She says, lunch and learns on dental benefits. We partnered with school systems and a bunch of military contracting companies, and free swag goes a long way. Be genuine in your outreach and partner with them to exclusive employee nights where you only see their employees, their families offer. Okay, yeah, that's good, but it's not. What we want to know is, like, how we can connect with the HR people, right? So literally, all you really have to do today is call and ask, hey, can I speak to HR, right? If you know... you have employees from that dental practice who've come to your practice. I mean, if you know you have employees from that company who've come to your dental practice in the past, all you have to say is, like, hey, can I speak to someone from HR? Yeah, sure. Or they might be like, what is this in regards to? Because, you know, they're concerned that it might be an application or an applicant who's wondering about their job, you know, position. So anyways, you let them know, like, you know what, we're actually the dental office, like, right down the street. And in the past, we've had a couple of your employees come to our practice. I was wondering if we can ever just go in there and give, like, the rest of the employees there some freebies. They're either going to say, like, yeah, let me pass you to HR, or you're already talking to HR. And if you're already talking to HR, you let them know that, right, what I just said, and then they're going to be like, yeah, we can see what we can do, or they're going to tell you, you know what, we have a benefits fair that comes along once a year. I can put your name and number down, right? You never, ever really get a no. You're either going to get, like, once a year, we do this, or you're going to get, like, yeah, sure, we can definitely do it. If you get that once a year, obviously, you know, you want to make sure that you get your name and number down on there. And then after that, you can say, look, can we ever just come by and give you some actual free stuff? Maybe we can do, like, a little mini lunch and learn or something like that, like what Alyssa said. And they're going to be like, yeah, sure, come by. Give us some free stuff. You know, we would love that. And then that's when you're already getting your foot in the door and you go in there. So literally that's all you have to say, Vivek, to, like, not make it so complicated. Just call them. Call them and ask, hey, can I speak to HR? Yeah, sure. You know? And then just say, you know, in the past we've had a couple of your employees come to our practice. And I just wanted to see if I can bring the rest of the employees there some freebies. Where the dental office, like, literally right down the street. And yeah, they're open to it. They're definitely, definitely open to it. So that's how I teach a lot of my students to get in there. If the second thing you can do is literally just walk in there, but be as casual as possible. And that's a whole different type of strategy. But try the phone one first, because that's like 90% of the time always, or plus 90% of the time always works. So yeah, definitely, definitely try that. And then I noticed you asked again, is there a radius we should adhere to? We are 8 miles from downtown Chicago, where the business center and the high rises are. And I noticed Alyssa said, I would stick to 10 miles and below. I honestly would stick to time. So say, for example, in Beverly Hills, right, there can be something like a couple blocks down. But literally when I MapQuest it or Google Maps it, it says it takes me like 20 minutes because of traffic. So I'm like, people aren't really going to, they're going to get headaches. So what I would do is honestly just MapQuest everything. Kind of like if you see like a center you want to go to, or a place or a business you want to go to, literally just type in your address and then type in the business address that you want to go to and see how far it is. If it's 15 minutes or more, probably not going to be the best. But if it's maybe, you know, less than that, try it. Go for it. You know, do it and see what happens. I mean, I know patients who come from France all the way here to LA to come see a dentist. So it really just depends on the how bad you want to get those patients really to come in, and then just try it, like trial and error, to be honest. And then Heidi asked again, what areas does it work best for? Are there areas it just doesn't work? I'm guessing ground marketing, right? What are obstacles or disbeliefs about marketing? So I honestly think it can work almost for every area. You just have to know how to talk, script it, and what to say and what strategies to use, right? If you are, for example, in Beverly Hills, and you're like, Michael, it's not going to work because there's so many other people kind of doing ground marketing. Just figure out a way where they're not ground marketing, right? Figure out the times they're not doing it or where you can go and your niche as well. Yeah, that's what I would do. But other than that, I mean, from what I've seen, I've even had clients in Australia and in Saudi Arabia, and it works there. It's just different, you know. It's different the way we have to approach it. So that's what I would recommend, to be honest. And I'm back. Sorry about that. I had to. Got another phone call, text message, phone call. So it kind of got cut off. But let me see the last question. I think it was like Heidi was asking if I was able. What areas does it work in or not? So yeah, pretty much. I mean, I know that was off of another question where a guy on there, on the thread. Let me see his name. Hold on. Sorry about that. I can't find your name, man. I'm sorry. Sorry, guy. It went away. But anyways, I know it was like, you know, yeah, ground marketing works great for certain areas. I'm guessing like there's certain areas where it doesn't work as great. I'm not too sure what areas those are in. I'm not even sure if it's like in the United States, or because to me I feel like where it wouldn't work extremely best would be like, I don't know, I have no idea, to be honest, because you know it's talking about ground marketing is all about being in the community, building business with building rapport with your local businesses, attending events, setting up events, doing lunch and learn seminars. I mean, you're seen everywhere. So I think it would work in most areas where there's just communities. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for the questions that you guys gave me. Very, very much appreciate it. If I didn't answer your questions, you guys let me know. Be like, Mike, man, you just went off on a rant, and you totally missed the gist of the questions. Your ADHD is getting the best of you. So yeah, you guys let me know if I answered it or not, and I'll try and make this have more often. The more questions you guys have, oh man, I can't talk. The more questions you guys have, the better. I love it. I love your guys' questions on ground marketing. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. And if you guys could please go onto the website, thedentalmarketer.org, and then just leave a voicemail question. Let me know what you guys want to say, and then I'll even put it on the podcast. Yeah, awesome. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.